Good morning. I'm here at the City Hall atrium, and there was just a press conference of a number of supporters, a number of nonprofits, neighborhood associations, and from the business community, all declaring support of the Portland Street Response, which Commissioner Joanne Hardesty pointed out would be the first time we've changed our first responder system since the early 1900s. So this would be a new first responder system for Portland that would involve people going out, dispatched by 911 when people are in crisis on the streets, but it's a non-criminal matter.
All right, so for people who would like to get into it a little bit more, how would this work, and how would you finance it, and would you raise taxes if the pilot program started to be functional?
Well, so this year it's funded through a pilot program, and in the future those will be discussions we'll have to have down the road, but I will say it's modeled after the CAHOOTS program in Eugene, which actually saves money in the police budget. So it's taken out of the police budget, and it costs the city less to have CAHOOTS respond to these calls. And CAHOOTS sends out a medic and a crisis worker. And here in Portland, a kind of similar structure of a medic and a crisis worker is being proposed for the teams.
So who would be qualified, if not the police, to turn out for these kind of incidents that you don't want the police to come to now?
Well, it's really important that there's a new training for Portland Street Response. I mean, I think that's fundamental, is that our current systems of training wouldn't be appropriate because this is a new kind of first response. It's really about making sure that things don't get worse on the streets. And when we send people out with a badge and a gun for non-criminal matters, when people are having a behavioral health crisis, we know that often it gets worse. So I would say, in terms of who's qualified, that we'll have to develop as a city, the city will have to develop very, very thoughtful training that involves listening, that involves compassion, de-escalation, mental health support. So I am the executive director of Street Roots, and we sent out teams, a number of our vendors went out and interviewed people on the streets, on the trails, and in squats and shelters about what it is that they would hope to have happen through this program. And those are the kinds of things that people talked about. Listen, don't just assume that you know what needs to be done, right? Let the person in crisis be able to say what it is they need.